I believe that the most effective sharing of message is personal, one-on-one.
Would you like the gospel card? Test yourself to it. I see you're wearing a cross.
Yes.
I won't even get into it, but I don't know if you realize that's a pagan symbol. And it is. But more important than that is we're out here sharing the biblical gospel that a lot of the churches, you probably go to a church, a lot of them may teach either all of it or some of it, but they're not following it.
Yes.
They'll talk about faith. They'll talk about repentance. You've heard about repentance. Repentance is a turning of your mind from your ways to His ways. And it means leaving your old life behind and living one of holiness and obedience. Did they teach you about being born again?
Well, through like faith formation or any kind of
well, being born again means you have faith in Christ's shed blood, His death, burial, resurrection, and that He died for the sins of the world. And when you see that you have that faith, you go, I can't believe how much of a sinner I am. I need that Savior. You turn from your ways to His ways, and you follow after Him. And if you have a willing heart, God will give you His Holy Spirit within you. That means you're born again. There's a time in your life when it changed. Maybe not one day, but a time period where you used to be just living the world for yourself, then all of a sudden you're like, I want to live for the Lord. And when you do that, He'll give you His Holy Spirit. You have the strength and His power to live in holiness and obedience to the best you can. And then you keep doing that until the day you die. And a lot of those churches, they're not holding people to it. On that gospel card is the gospel, and on the back is a bunch of things that all the denominations are practicing, some or all of them, like Christmas. Let me give you that one. That's a pagan holiday.
Christmas is?
Yep. It's from the pagans. Roman Catholics brought it in. Where do you go to church, can I ask?
Holy Family.
Is that a...
It's right off Jay. It's a giant...
Is it like evangelical or is it a Catholic or what is... Okay, Roman Catholic then. Okay, that helps me out. Let me help you out on this. Are you... This young man, he's a Roman Catholic. I explained the gospel to him, and I was kind of getting into some of the issues between the denominational religion.
Yeah. If you're a real seeker and you love truth, because if you love God, you love truth. Jesus is the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you, if you want to go to my website, don'tperish.com, go to my teaching blog, look under Roman Catholicism, and you will see a article where I take the Roman Catechism. You know what catechism is?
Yes.
Okay. And I compare it to Holy Scripture.
Oh, okay.
And I show you why the catechism is wrong. Praying to Mary, not in the Bible. The Pope, not in the Bible. Peter said, they tell you that Peter's the first Pope. Did you know that Peter said, I was a fellow elder? He's not a Pope. That's what it says in 1 Peter. And I show you the 10 points of the catechism versus the Word of God. But the most important part is the gospel. The gospel to eternal life is not attend the Catholic Church, confess to a priest, eat the bread and wine that they say turns into the literal blood and body of Jesus, which is not true. It's a Catholic tradition. Go to their mass. The gospel is by the shed blood of Jesus, anyone can repent by faith in Him, be cleansed, and be transformed by the renewing of their mind when they receive the Holy Spirit. That's called being born again. You were probably baptized as a baby. Did you know you were being baptized? Did you know you were following Jesus when they did that? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Shouldn't you make that commitment as an adult? It's like, you're not married, right?
No.
What if they told you, you already got married when you were a baby. There she is. Yeah. You'd go, hey, I didn't make that commitment. What are you doing to me? Now, some cultures do that. They arrange marriages. But so here's the thing. What you want to do is you want to test everything to that biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, to repentance, being born again by the Spirit, and then the fruit you're born again is not that we keep the Sunday church systems, and we're not against just Roman Catholicism. We actually stand against evangelicalism because it's full of a bunch of false ways. Christmas and Easter, read the Bible. Jesus said, my words are true, and they sanctify. So the Word of God sanctifies. You can't find the holiday practice of Christmas and Easter in the Bible. It was a one-time historical fact. Paul never celebrated it. Peter never celebrated it. You know why? It was an invented Roman Catholic thing later. You know where Christmas comes from? They took the pagan winter solstice and merged it and said, let's celebrate Jesus' birthday. Put them together. Easter. Do you know what the word Easter means? Eshtar. It's a pagan goddess. They took a holiday from the pagan goddess and put Jesus to it. So what I would encourage you to do, and my website would help you, is open the Bible. Don't believe men. Don't believe me. Don't believe the Pope, your priest. Read the Bible and ask God for truth. And you know what God will do? God will show you the truth, and He'll call you out of that. You must come out of that false system. Because Jesus said in Mark 7, if you practice false man-made ways, you will lose your soul because you're worshiping God. Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
Did you know that the Roman Catholics murdered millions of people? That sounds like something that's of God. Did you know that they proved that popes were moving men around that were proven to be molesting children, and they just moved them to other dioceses?
I do know that.
That is wicked and corrupt. Do you want to be part of that on judgment?
No, I don't try to line myself up.
But you will be part of that. So here's what I would say. Ready? You might say to me, but preacher, my mom, my dad, everybody's Roman Catholic, I'll lose my whole family. Go read Matthew 10. Jesus said you have to lose your entire life to follow him. Doesn't it make sense? If Jesus was fully man, fully God, and came into the world and died and shed his blood for you, doesn't it make sense that he should expect you to lose your whole life to follow him? Yeah. Sounds like a pretty good trade, doesn't it? Hey, what's your first name?
Shay.
Shay? My name's Tupos. This is my wife's sister, Amma. So, sister, not in Roman Catholic, but she's my sister in the Lord. So, he says, hey, Shay, I will forgive all you. Have you sinned before God?
Yeah.
He says, I'll cleanse you and wash you clean of all your sin, and I'll let you live with me in eternity, and you could rule with me, and he'll have work for us, and he'll have things to do, and for all of eternity, you can be with your Creator. I do require one thing. Trade this life now. It's going to be 80, 70, 60 years. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Might be 19 years. You ever know anybody that dies when they're 19?
Yep.
Yeah, so your life could end early. He says, trade this life to follow him, and if you follow man-made religion to please people, who are you pleasing? People. Right? If you follow man-made religion to please yourself and mom and dad and the Pope or the priest.
Pleasing your family.
Yeah, you're pleasing people. But if you follow the truth in spirit, right, who are you pleasing? Hmm? If you follow God in spirit and truth, who are you pleasing?
God.
Yeah, you're pleasing God. So if all that makes sense to you, test yourself to the Word of God. Our website is there to help you. Go to the teaching blog. Tons of articles for free. Don't take you as money. The Catholic Church, richest business in the world. It is corrupt. You know what the Catholic Church has right in St. Peter's Square? An obelisk. Go look it up on the internet. I've got it on my website. It's an obelisk. An obelisk is old. Ready? You're old enough to talk about this. You're 18 years old. You're not a child. An obelisk is a... An obelisk is a... See that thing on top like that? Small set? It's shaped like that. It's a long thing that goes up. There's one in the middle of St. Peter's Basilica. You know where the Roman Catholics got it from? Egypt. They went and they sacked Egypt and they took all these occult symbols. It was an occult symbol to false gods. Do you know what a steeple on a church building really is? You're gonna go, man, look it up. Yeah, it symbolizes one of those, and it's called a phallic symbol. You know what a phallic symbol is? It's a mirror piece. I'm just curious. The pagans worship fertility. God's a fertility. So they had a clean-shaped thing that they worship. The Roman Catholics put it in the middle of St. Peter's Square. Now the evangelicals put it on top of their building. Do you see how paganism and false ways have crept into all these man-made religions? Does that sound like that's of Jesus? How about this one? St. Peter's Square, Basilica. Big religious place. You've never been there? I haven't either, but I've seen pictures of it. You know how it was built? You know how they got the money? They came to you and they said, Shay, give us $100 to build this big thing. And we'll give you extra forgiveness of sin. Does that sound like something Jesus would do?
No.
Selling forgiveness of sin. His blood is our forgiveness of sin if we repent and we walk in him in holiness and obedience. So it's a lot of paganism, a lot of false ways. The Roman Catholic Church, I believe, is the harlot of Revelation. One day she's going to unite with Muslims and all the other fake religions, and she's going to persecute the true saints. I really believe that. Because the Bible says she sits on the city of seven hills.
Yeah.
That's Rome. The Bible says she dresses in purple and scarlet. You ever see when they ordain a pope? Rome dressed in purple and scarlet. It says she's drank the blood of the saints. She has an embassy in the got to come out of that. And my encouragement to you, I always challenge men, if God is your truth and your love, and you say, I want to serve God, he controls my fate, not a pope, not a priest, not my dad, not my mom, I would encourage you, take a break from Roman Catholicism. And just say, you know what, I'm going to stop going for a while. I'm not going away. I'm going to go in the scriptures. And they'll tell you, well, we don't believe just the scriptures. We believe man-made traditions and our magisterium. That's where they go wrong. They take the Bible and they demean it, then they say whatever the Pope says, and then whatever our traditions say. But the traditions are false and not made of the Bible. Jesus said, do you believe Jesus or the Pope?
Jesus.
He said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. The Pope doesn't say that. The Pope says we live by some scripture, we live by our magisterium, what I say, because I'm in power, and by our traditions. Well, all of their traditions are changing. They never used to pray to Mary. They made that up. They never used to have rosaries as a prayer. They made it up. It's all made up later. So I'm glad I met you. Ponder all that. Take a break. Open and get a good King James Bible. Good. And start in the Gospels. Read who Jesus is. Then read in the epistles. Then see who Paul and Peter and John and all them said, and all of them who said what Jesus is, who Jesus is. And then start to compare your life. If you truly are born of God, which if you're a Roman Catholic, you've never been challenged with the biblical gospel, you're probably not born of God. When you're born of God, your whole life changes. I used to be a worldly man. I used to be a bodybuilder showing my body off. I used to be a drinker. My wife was a worldly feminist dressing. When we were younger, we'd dress and show our bodies off to people. We would be worldly. We would drink. We would fight. We would watch TV. We loved the Packers. We loved all this carnality. Does that sound like God? No. But why is it that all the American church people live and say they love God, but they live like the world? Exactly. They're basically false converts. And last thing I'll leave you with is being very patient. The kingdom of God can be in you if you'll repent and you're born again. I believe it's in me and my wife. It's an awesome day. One day it's coming in flaming fire. He's going to come in flaming fire and destroy everything man built, including the Roman Catholic Church, including all the politics, the Packers. He's going to destroy all that and set up his kingdom. But you know what we're standing in right now? You know whose kingdom this is? No, it's Satan's. Satan's kingdom, the world. World meaning the culture, politics, sports, video games, entertainment. The trees, the flowers, the birds, people, that's God's. But Satan came into the world, and didn't he take over all that through sin? So you're going to have to repent and rebel against that and follow Christ. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They don't follow the Catholic Church. They don't follow two posts. They don't follow evangelical ways. They follow him. Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're going to... In love, I care for your soul. You're going to lose your soul unless you really deal with Roman Catholicism isn't of God. Don't jump to another church. Get in the Word of God and become a holy, godly man. And if you want help, you got my email. I'd love to Bible study with you. I'd love to encourage you. Questions, anything, anytime, I'm here for you.
Yeah, well,
all right. Thanks for stopping.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Look up those articles on my website. Yeah.